Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to an exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host today, Ryan Red Hawk McPherson. Today is a Wednesday, first day of June edition of Atlanta Business Radio, so we're excited to share with you today our guests and their stories. First, make sure you are connected with us on Twitter, at Business Radio X. You can also follow the show, Atlanta Biz Radio, Atlanta B-I-Z Radio, and check us out on Facebook as well. We'll be posting up some pictures of today's in-studio guest, and leave your thoughts and comments there. We'd be happy to read those. So thank you so much. And let's introduce our guest in studio today. First, let's go around the room and say hello to everybody. First, let's say hello to Jason Walker from Deputy. How are you, Jason?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. And you are the president over there, right?
I am.
And have been in that role since a little bit the fall of last year,
yes,
right?
Yes, fall of last year.
Well, good. We look forward to visiting with you and talking more about that. Let's also say hello to Mike Papowski. He's with Dagger. How are you, Mike?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. And you are the CEO over there?
I am.
How long have you been in that position?
14 months today, actually, April 1, 2015.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. We look forward to talking more about your background, Dagger. Saw the website earlier this morning. It was great. I love that website.
Thanks.
Very, very nicely done.
Appreciate it.
Let's also say hello to Charlie Whitfield, returning guest from Witty Apps.
Thank you. It's so good to see you again.
Yeah, we just visited with you a few weeks ago on CEO Exclusive with Soyani Koch.
Yes, with my coach.
Yes, right.
My business coach.
Yes, have you guys back here again in studio to join us. Let's also say hello to our headliner today, Frank Finello with UHY Advisors, Managing Director. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic. So tell our listeners, what is UHY Advisors?
Well, we're a global professional services firm. We do audit, tax, and professional services. And I run our management consulting practice here out of Atlanta.
Okay. In Atlanta. And how long have you been in that role?
I've been there 7 years.
7 years. Where are your offices located in Atlanta?
We're at the Concourse in Sandy Springs.
Right around the corner here.
Right around the
Fantastic. Corner. Fantastic. Yeah, we often have our quarterly mixer over there and in the athletic club. So hopefully
we can I be invited next
yes,
time?
We'll make sure.
We'll
make sure. Yeah.
All right, great. I'll be there.
And we'll make sure Lee and Stone pick up the bar tab as well. So so let's talk about UHY Advisors. You guys are here in the Southeast, but you're global organizations helping people and organizations plan their tax strategies, right?
Well, yeah, so the firm as a whole, we focus on financial statement audit and tax, but the practice in Atlanta is an innovative management consulting practice. So we really do everything from business process reengineering to accounting automation to project program portfolio management, IT internal audit, and resource solutions. So really our goal is to help companies become better at what they do and to make better profits, to make more money.
So you're helping them grow as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are some of the challenges you're seeing out there these days in the industries that businesses are experiencing?
You know, it's interesting. So during the downturn, as the economy went down, companies were, you know, trying to do as much as they can with as few people as possible. And they really, you know, got lean. They had a lot of people doing a lot of extra work, and now they're getting ready to grow. But during those times when things were lean, they created new processes that were just enough to keep the business running. So now they're adding new people in, and these people are learning these, we'll call them like suboptimal processes, maybe ways to do things that aren't the most efficient or effective. And how do you then break that cycle? And that's one of the huge challenges, whether you're a large company or a small company.
Right. So identifying what are those new strategies you need to implement to help grow the business. But it sometimes takes an outsider or a professional like yourself to bring that in. What does a business, a typical client look like for you?
Well, mostly Fortune 500 companies, but we do work for, you know, mid-sized to large. It's really the methodology that we use really works within any size organization. We like to sit with the people that are doing whatever task that they're performing. So for example, if somebody were working in an accounts payable department, they pay the bills for the company. We don't want to just come in and tell them how to do their job better. We want to understand what they're doing, why they're doing it, what limitations they have. Make sure they understand that the opportunity to get better exists. And guess who has the best ideas? Right. The people doing the work. Right?
Right.
And so we help work with them to develop the new processes.
New processes, but you don't want to take everything away that has worked in the past. So you just got to kind of reinvent it, but make it simple for today's success.
Absolutely. You want to make sure the people that are performing the job buy into the change. Because if I go and change a process to make it more efficient, but the people doing the work don't buy into it, they'll ultimately revert back to what they were doing before, and then it doesn't sustain the change.
Now, what if things are going well, and but you know you got to make changes? That's often a hard time to make change as well. When things are going well, but you see around the corner that you're going to have to change some of your strategies. How often do you see that?
Right now, it's all the time. So yeah. We know that we're growing, but we may not want to invest our dollars into how we produce or how we support an organization. So how do we take the resources we have and make sure that they're prepared to take on this new work that's coming in and make sure that they can handle the additional capacity that's coming through the organization?
Right,
and it's a big challenge because sometimes you don't know what's happening until it's already happened. And now you're in the cycle of trying to just keep your head above water, but now you have to try to change your organization. And it's a really tough place to be.
Yeah, anytime you're in that season of change, it is a tough place to be. But what does it look like for you guys? Come on site, you bring a whole team of change agents out to the office there, or is it just a couple days of looking at some things from behind the scenes, and then you're able to put the strategy together?
That's a great question. You must do this regularly.
So, every once in a while.
So there's a lot of different ways you can help an organization. UHY's approach is that we come in with a small team, and we actually sit side by side with the individuals performing the work. And to do the change, we don't have a separate change team. The way to get the change is to make sure the people doing the work understand what's happening. So let's use an accounts payable example. So if I'm the person that receives an invoice, my job is to copy that invoice, scan it, and then submit it for approval. Well, you may have put lots of extra steps in there because maybe at one point the scanner didn't work. So you now said, well, if the scanner doesn't work, I have to make a photocopy and I have to physically walk it over to somebody's desk. I also have to email it to them. And I have all these extra steps. So we'll sit with them, we'll watch it, we'll document it. And then we'll go back to them and say, hey, Charlie, is this what you do? Yeah. It takes you an extra 5 minutes to do this step. Mm-hmm. Charlie, oh my goodness. Yes. I wish I didn't have to do that anymore. Well, great, Charlie. How about if we figured out a way to get rid of that? She would sign off and say, yes, I agree. And we go to her manager and we'd review with the manager, all three of us together, get them to buy in. So by the time you get to the top client, everybody agrees that you have to change and they're excited and they're ready to make that change, which is different than the way most consulting firms do it. And because we approach it that way, we can do it with a relatively small team.
Right. And working with those people who are actually doing the work and listening to them and what can improve their lives either more efficiently or produce more money for the company.
Absolutely. And when people understand what they're doing and why they're doing it, it's amazing how much more excited they are. We just finished work for a client that had operations in Costa Rica, and they've had lots of consulting firms come in. And they said, this is the first time anybody's actually sat with me, the person doing the job, to understand my job and what I do. And now they're excited and they're ready to make that change.
That's right. And so this is happening not only, like you said, the small companies, but the larger companies across the board. Technology is behind a lot of this. As technology changes, it makes our jobs and lives more easier or more complicated, depending on how you look at it. So you've got to be able to stay ahead of some of this technology out there. What are you guys doing at UHY Advisors to make sure?
So from our perspective, it's all about process. So technology enables the process that you have. So the first step is to have a clean process. What you'll oftentimes see is a company will go say, this solution, this technology is going to solve all my problems.
Yes, right.
And then they invest all this money at the end of the day. They're like, well, we're really not that much better off. I don't understand why. Well, they've automated these broken processes. So first step is get clean processes, then identify the solution that best fits that need, and then automate anything you can. And we look to automate any recurring manual activities are the first place to start. Let's get rid of those. Mm-hmm. And then have our knowledge workers, we call it untapped human potential. Mm-hmm. Let's get these people that have knowledge, get them doing things that add value to the organizations and add value to themselves. That's how you build long-lasting employees, people that want to be there and to do more.
Recurring manual activities.
Yes, get rid of them.
Right. So in here talking on the radio, Alex, maybe a manual activity will be replaced by robots one day.
No. Say it ain't so.
Yeah, I know. You're right. So so what do you need more of at UHY Advisor? Are you looking for more clients? Are you looking to grow the staff and the organization? I mean, you guys are already got a good footprint in the world.
Well, we're growing really fast. So we're always looking for talented professionals, individuals who have strong project management backgrounds, have a good understanding of Lean Six Sigma. Accounting background, CPA, is always very beneficial. And then we always could use more clients.
Yeah, of course, right?
So, we're growing rapidly. We do have clients all over the country and actually all over the globe. We just run it here out of Atlanta for the firm. Mm-hmm. And so we're always looking to find ways to help people. And for us, even if it's just a conversation to help somebody get a better perspective, we're always willing to have that conversation.
Well, if someone wanted to have that conversation, how would they do so?
Best thing to do is to call us at UHY. Our phone number is 678-602-4460.
And if you want to talk to Frank directly, just ask the ask for him, and he'll be happy to talk to you, especially if you're a business out there, you're looking to make change, but you don't know where to go, you know you need to, a good first step is just pick up the phone and call.
Just pick up the phone and call, and either myself or anybody on my team would be happy to help you.
All right, and we're happy to have you in the studio. Thank you so much, Frank.
Thank you.
Look forward to more great things from you, so please stick with us as we are now turn our attention over here to Jason Walker from Deputy, and deputy.com, right?
That's right.
I was checking that out earlier, and you guys got a nice website as well. But you've only been in that role as president of the America section since September of last year.
Yeah, that's right.
And what were you doing prior to that?
Well, I worked at an innovative sales and marketing company here in Alpharetta. That's actually how I met the Deputy team, because we were considering becoming customers of theirs, leveraging their powerful software, and hit it off, had a good time, and decided to come over and work for them.
And you haven't looked back since. So tell our listeners more detail about Deputy, what your kind of services you're providing for people.
Yeah, so Deputy is an innovative technology that's based in the cloud that runs on iPhones, Android mobile devices, even Apple Watch, and it allows businesses of any size to schedule their manage and schedule their teams. So it would be about scheduling, tracking time and attendance, communication, task management, as well as performance management. But we do it in a really, really fun way that's different than how anybody else does
it. All through the mobile platform.
Yeah, it's all highly mobile. You know, we target the hourly employee segment. And so what we've kind of realized is that, you know, they're not really used to engaging in enterprise-like software. So we said, well, what if we made it really simple and we took something really complex and made it look like Facebook or made it look like an Apple, you know, application, and we let employees actually run their lives and their work on their mobile phones.
And it becomes like a hangout.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so you do go for information, just a chat, just a socialize. But you happen to be doing it, you know, through your work channel, so which is a little unusual as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, people don't really segment now, you know, their work life and their personal life. And so this idea for especially younger workers of what's possible with technology is like a big idea. So, you know, this idea of having to go to your work location if you're an hourly employee and get your schedule on a piece of paper, like, doesn't compute to people. They're like, well, you know, I can communicate to anybody in the world straight from my Apple iPhone. Why can't I run my work life on that as well?
Right. And so you can provide this service for a business out there maybe of 2 or 3 employees, or up to how many?
Yeah, we can scale infinitely. So we have customers that are smaller in nature, like, you know, typically like 10 would be kind of the size it would make sense to leverage software like this.
10 otherwise, hourly employees.
Yeah,
or so.
10 people. I mean, we definitely have customers that are smaller, but, you know, you can keep it in your head until you get to a critical mass of about 10 people, you know, when people are working and when they're supposed to be there. But once you get to about 10, it kind of makes sense to start looking at Deputy. And then we scale all the way up. We've got customers in the tens of thousands of employees. So it's enterprise or like Salesforce. It's kind of enterprise or small business. It doesn't matter to us.
And what about the pricing for a small business? Oh, 10 employees. You know, this is it cost effective for them? And does it actually save them money or time and effort when it comes to scheduling?
Yeah, what our customers tell us is it saves a significant amount of headache and time. You know, dealing with employees and managing schedules, especially when you have a larger team, is often a headache.
It changes month to month.
It changes week to week, even sometimes day
to day. For some employees, right.
So we're saving businesses typically 80% of their administration time of just dealing with engagement and management. And the pricing essentially is really simple. No contract, month to month, and it scales as your team grows. So it's basically $3 a month per employee. Really, really simple.
$3 a month per employee based, and you can use it 1 month and then not the next?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, no contract?
That doesn't usually happen, because once people find out about us and they get their team on the technology, they realize how powerful it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no contract. So you can sign up for a free trial right on our website at deputy.com for 30 days. Take it for a test drive and see for yourself how easy it is to use.
Now, I have to throw this out there. Not a lot of our employees have smartphones. So would this be something they can use? How would they kind of be involved with this if they're on the old flip phone stuff?
Yeah, so it's interesting. The research actually says about 85% of people between 16 and 35 now have a smartphone. So it has become kind of a critical mass.
Even poor people have smartphones now.
Yeah, but there's a couple of different models. So, you know, employees could check in on their personal smartphone. We'd leverage like a GPS validation for that.
Yeah.
If they didn't have a smartphone and they had, a flip phone or something like that, they can actually check in with SMS, like text messaging.
So that there is other ways to communicate, stay up to date. And, you know, if you've got a schedule change, you want to know immediately.
That's right.
Your plans may change. So you have to stay up to date.
Yeah. And that's one of the cool things is as the schedule changes, because you're dealing with people and people have lives outside of work. I think sometimes businesses forget that. So as things change, you know, you have the ability to update people's schedules by sending a push notification to their iPhone, sending an SMS to someone who doesn't have that phone. And then a lot of businesses even use like an iPad that would be a shared device. So all the employees together, as they come in and out of work, they walk in, they tap a picture of their face. We actually even use facial detection technology. Nice. So we'd actually take a picture of their face to validate it's them. Mm-hmm. And then they're actually checking in and checking out that way. So they wouldn't have to have their own personal device.
That it makes it even simpler to use as well. Everybody can do clock in and clock out as needed. So how are you getting the word out there? There's so many small businesses out there. What I like to call RSBs.
Yeah.
Really small businesses. Right. How are you getting the word out to them? They may know not deputy services are available and affordable.
That's right. Yeah. So we do a mix of things like this, like PR through our great PR partners. But then we also, you know, businesses that typically would be interested in our technology are usually pretty savvy customers. So they were online a lot doing searches. We show up a lot in search. And we're growing, you know, rapidly, primarily just through digital advertising, digital communication, and PR.
Yeah, and continuing to support small businesses, try to get in front of them and know that your services are available. And it can actually, like you said, save them administrative costs in the long run. That's really, because there's always somebody in the office who's tasked with doing that. And every month they say, oh, great, I got to make the schedule again.
That's right.
Got to do the schedule.
Yeah, and we find that the actual users of the technology are our best salespeople. Because if you work in one business and you have the ability to manage your life on deputy and you work in, you know, typically hourly people are going to work in more than one. Mm-hmm. When they go to the other business and they're not using deputy, they say, hey, you really need to be using this. And they actually bring us to the next business.
And you're located here in Atlanta or have an office here in Atlanta?
No, our North America and South American headquarters is actually in Alpharetta.
Right, in Alpharetta. So that's a great place to be. Alpharetta is an up-and-coming tech sector of Atlanta. So you're staying. But as technology evolves, I mean, this is going to change next year and so on. As new iPhones come out and new Androids come out, what are you guys doing to stay ahead of the cutting edge?
Well, that's one of the cool things about our business model is that we operate exclusively in the cloud. And because of that, it's enabled us to do some really cool things. Like as an example, we have 22,000 customers in 73 countries around the world. Right. As long as you can access the internet, you can become a deputy customer. And so we have an engineering team that's on the cutting edge of what's possible with technology, constantly innovating the product and optimizing it for small businesses or enterprise customers alike.
Yeah, well, you really are changing the world of hourly employees and business owners around the globe. So let's tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you professionally or your organization.
Yeah, so the best way is go to our website. It's really simple and easy to remember, deputy.com.
deputy.com. And we will have those links posted up later on our website, Atlanta Business Radio. So thank you so much, Jason, for being a guest. Come back and tell us when you guys hit that millionth customer use or something
That's
like
right.
that. A big, big announcement. I'm sure that you're not too far from that because this is something a lot of people need for
thank
sure.
You.
All right. And let's also welcome back to the program, Mike Papowski. He's Dagger CEO.
And great to be here.
Yeah. And tell us about your background. What were you doing before Dagger?
Yeah. So as I mentioned at the outset, 14 months ago, I started. So that was April 1st, which when I was offered this job or given this opportunity, I was glad I touched back down in Atlanta and it wasn't an April Fool's joke, which was good. But before that, I was in New York. It was actually my second stint in Atlanta. Before I was in New York, I was at an advertising agency here called originally it was Engage, and then it merged with I think the biggest advertising agency, digital agency here in Atlanta called Moxie.
Okay.
Left there and then went straight to literally the next agency I was at on Madison Avenue called Chiat Day. So they're really well known for a lot of iconic work for Apple and Reebok and other really big brands.
Right, so you've been around some big iconic brands and been working on some big projects. And you're looking at the Dagger website. You guys have done some locally worked with some big customers as well.
We have. Yeah, we've been really fortunate in about 2 years to be working with some really great global brands. So just recently started an engagement with Mizuno. Their U.S. headquarters are here in Norcross, working with Aflac, Carter's, Oshkosh, Interface, Solstice Sunglasses. So a lot of pretty big brands where we've been fortunate.
And digital marketing is, changing as well, as we talked about a lot of different things. What are you guys doing differently than some of the other competition out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think first off, we're really focused. I mean, we're a digital advertising agency focused on content. So I see so many agencies that start to spread and get really thin and not be really best in the world or best in class at different things because digital is so fragmented. Mm-hmm. You can be focused on email. You can be focused on SEO. You can be focused on branding. There's so many different aspects to it. So we take a really focused approach around content. And really content, again, means so many different things to so many people, but it's really the touch point between brand and consumer. So we're focused on how do we make that as engaging as possible.
creating content or, encouraging your client to at least the content you need to create? Are you creative for them?
A little of both. Okay. I mean, it starts with a strategy. What is the plan? What do they need to be doing? Yeah, and some of that is content creation on behalf of brands, and some of that is curating great content that their passionate audiences and consumers
and just
are creating.
Making it an easily accessible for all people to use, see, feel, and experience, because that's really what's about it, the experience of it all.
Exactly. You know, I think it's making it easily accessible, but it's also, I think, impactful enough and valuable to consumers. I mean, I think the days of advertising and shouting brand, you know, your product messages 20 years ago, though, that's over. Now it's how do brands add value? So, you know, if I'm experiencing a video on YouTube by, and I'm just going to make up a brand that's on the table, Altoids.
Yeah, Altoids.
It's got to be, at this point, it's, you know, attention is shrinking, right? We went from 12-second attention span to eight seconds attention span. So, you know, that Altoids commercial better be valuable and it better be relevant. And if it is, you're going to share it too. So I think, you know, we look at it through that lens.
Yeah, people want to feel connected to whatever product or service they're using, and it's an experience. And they want to experience it on so many different platforms, through their social media outlets, through, you know, whatever it may be, however they want to consume it, and consuming different content as well, video content, audio content,
for sure,
reading blogs. Are blogs, from your perspective, kind of outdated? It seems that's like 10 years ago.
It's funny. I don't have a great perspective on blogs. I mean, I typically go to where eyeballs and attention already is. Why recreate a new platform? So, you know, we wouldn't say to Mizuno, hey, you know, start a blog and therefore create the medium. The medium's already there. Snapchat, Instagram,
video.
Facebook.
Everybody wants video these days.
And their site. Yeah. And so we have to look at what the consumer journey is too. I mean, every brand's going to be different, right? I mean, so if, you know, Mizuno's customer shopping experience may be on Zappos or maybe on Amazon. So that's where we want to be, right? Yeah. Blog may not be as relevant there.
Right, right. Alex, you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted, Mike, how did you come up with the name Dagger?
That's interesting, actually. There's no, you know, big, there's actually a funny story around it. So when we were starting up, our internet was off and on. And so when it would go dark, we would literally just sit around and brainstorm on the new name. And we were originally called Sandbox. And when I took over as CEO, we were a little more focused on UX and technology. And I just had a different vision for the agency. So I wanted a name that was a little bolder. And we did some small focus groups, even with some conservative clients and prospects and things like that. And it was very polarizing, which I actually liked. I think some people said really, you know, expletive. I love that, you know, and some were like, ooh, that's a little edgy. And so I liked the fact that it was memorable and that there was a brand to it. And there were some different associations that I thought were really interesting too. You know, we had one my old UPS client said, I love that it's almost that tool in the arsenal that I go to when I need something done. So
Dagger,
you know, I think the negative aspects of it were, hey, it's a little brutal, but I felt visually we could soften that with, you know, so we're not going to be putting swords or, you know, the logo, the mark dripping with blood or anything like that. We tried to soften it. And we felt like, hey, when people meet us, they're going to know that we're not, you know, masked murderers or anything like that. So
that's a good question. It's a good story as well. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, because there is some thought about that. And everybody's always trying to come up with the cool name. And it's glad you were able to share that.
Which end of the spectrum are you on with the name?
Alex?
Wait, I'm sorry?
This is sort of the polar, love or hate, and you can be honest.
Good. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan, and for some reason that reminds me of Game of Thrones.
Okay, very nicely. So as you grow the business now, you're looking to work a big with Mizuno, as you said, and some other organizations. What are some of the challenges that you are having with growing the business itself?
Sure. You know, I look at business development or business growth. I mean, there's obviously the new clients, the new prospects, the marketing, PR, and sales aspect of it. I think just as challenging is talent, and I think the talent is there, but really constantly having a good pipeline of talent, people who are interested in us. And I look at that. You know, that's something you don't think about when you're start to grow a business, but when it starts growing, I mean, I think that's been an opportunity and a challenge for us.
A learning challenge, but an opportunity to grow and cultivate some new talent. And we hear that a lot here in the studios, as other organizations are often looking to recruit and retain good talent. And so what are you guys doing at Dagger to, you know, create that culture that makes people want to stay?
We're actually really intentional about starting to build a culture that people want to
want to be. I mean, there's the little things like the snacks and the happy hours and all.
Dogs in the office.
We actually do. Yeah, we have an awesome dog, Blue, who comes in about our marketing manager, Maggie, brings Blue, and he's literally the sweetest dog I've ever met. So he's great. But I think it's more about having a place that people feel comfortable, people feel like they can be transparent. I try to be pretty transparent with our team. We have a culture of learning, so we're always putting on webinars. You know, we have our Twitter rep talking to us later this week about just what's going on Twitter. So I think there's just this constant connectedness.
A lot of collaboration,
yes,
working together to help grow the business, grow the brands that you're working with, and grow that experience for the consumers in the long run. So tell our listeners how they can find out more information about your organization.
I think the easiest way is dagger.agency.
That's an interesting. It's not .com. It's not .. It's dagger.agency.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is we told, trying to have a unique perspective on things. And somebody asked, they said, oh, what would you guys spend a few thousand for the .agency? $7.99.
.agency.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Dagger.com was probably not available, I would imagine.
It was not. I think there's a Dagger Kayaks.
There is. I know there is. Yeah. But then also see, not on my notes, and I know you just mentioned you have a Twitter handle. So do you know what that is? Can you share
that? I do.
That?
Yeah. It's my last name, at Popowski. I'm not too active on Twitter. I'm starting to get more active on Medium, which is a sort of a microblogging platform. Yep. We're on LinkedIn as well, and I'm on LinkedIn. So,
okay. Mike Popowski, Popowski.
You can find me. I'm not hiding.
Okay. Mike Popowski, CEO of Dagger. Thank you so much for joining us. Please come back and be a guest anytime.
Thanks.
All right. And thank you for being patient. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Witty Apps. What's new with you?
Witty Apps.
Yeah.
Witty Apps is a software engineering and technology integration company. So as I sit here and I listen to Frank and Jason and Michael, I was taking some notes and saying, yeah, great, wonderful. Oh,
yeah.
Cloud processes, solutions, innovation. That's what we do.
Yes.
We work with clients to make sure that they understand when it's time to change. Digital technology is where everything is going. Mobile is where people are at. If you look around the room, where's everybody's mobile or smartphone device right now?
Right in front of them.
Right in front of them. So we have commercial clients and we are deep diving into the government space, the federal space, has brought about some amazing changes for this company. We have different certifications in the government space that help us to actually benefit from some of the contracts out there. As a matter of fact, the CDC has a contract coming up now, so we're looking for staff to help fill that. But traveling between Virginia and Philadelphia and New York and back to Virginia and D.C. and back to Atlanta, it has been amazing.
Well, it sure has. And as we mentioned at the top of the show, you were on the program with host Sweeney Koch a few weeks ago at CEO Exclusive. But you've been at this thing for a while now. You've been in the technology space for your background. Tell a little bit of our listeners a little bit about that, please.
Oh, thank you so much. I started out many, many moons ago as a dental tech in the Army.
Yes.
That's where my veteran space
comes
from. I'm a service disabled vet. And from there, I started working with AT&T in telecommunications. Spent a nice good of time there. Telecommunications dealing with T1.5 pipes, fiber optic, it's coaxial cable. I actually had the experience of pulling cable once for a telephone. And from there, we look at all of this together. Videography played a big part in that. Being the director of a broadcast ministry, getting with audio and video, actually compound what we do in tech and telecommunications. And then, of course, technology. You know, I first did my first coding when there was COBOL. Some of you may be too young to remember that. COBOL and Fortran. But I flunked my first COBOL class at Maryland University years ago. It was summertime. People were partying.
Yeah.
No one wants to study COBOL in the middle of summer. But I went back in the fall and I passed. And it was a challenge for me. So I kept at it. I taught myself how to do Objective-C, took some classes in Java, .NET, CSS, that type of stuff.
All this is self-taught, self-learned. It was your own inquisitive nature wanted to kind of teach yourself and learn more about this.
You know, you're right. And also, I want to change generational wealth. That's the mindset. As we're traveling through the different neighborhoods in Atlanta, you can see that mindset plays a big part into what happens in that particular neighborhood. So speaking of mindset and speaking of how we as a company, Witty Apps,
W-H-I-T-T-Y.
Witty Apps is looking to change the face of technology. Here I am, a woman, for one, a minority, for two. The minority space I'm in is African-American or Black. So you don't see a lot of us in technology. However, we have partnered with several companies that's going to change that. One, if I can mention.
Certainly.
OutSystems. OutSystems has what we call a RAD, a Rapid Application Development Platform. That's one of our partners. Go on the website, check them out. And what they're doing is they're doing something called low coding. A lot of people don't have the patience and the attention, and they call it to be an introvert person to learn how to code. Coding, as we know it today, is going to be different within the next 5 years.
Is that right?
That's right.
Why is that? Because it's going to change?
The way we do things is going to change. Okay. I mean, we're looking at artificial intelligence. We're looking at robotics. We're looking at cybersecurity. Not just coding for an app these days. It's not just software as a service anymore. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at ways that we can rapidly develop software. So this platform helps us to do that. And not only that, this platform helps us to create a staff of people who are going to be around for a while.
Yeah, you got to develop the people and the talent to manage this, the changes that are happening in the technology.
Exactly.
And so is technology driving the talent or is the talent driving the technology?
Technology is driving the talent.
It is. It's advancing so quickly.
Yes.
So are there any resources that you turn to kind of, what are the latest and greatest blogs you may follow or thought leaders in the space?
You know, I love Flipboard. I know Flipboard knows a lot about what's going on. I like to read a lot. I like to read books that help with CEOs and help people to understand what's going on.
Right.
Learning. Everything that has to do with tech, I make sure it comes to my devices mm-hmm. or comes to my email on a daily basis. There's so many different platforms out here that assist in learning and doing. So to stay on top of technology is what the platform helps us to do. Because everything changes so rapidly. For example, we built an app in, I think it was on Ruby on Rails. And the next year, we could not add certain things because of the technology that we used. So because it's changing so fast, we have to stay on top of it.
Yeah. And so you're constantly reading, staying up to date.
Yes.
And looking for new talent, new young coders. And,
millennials, and, come to me.
Yeah. So is there some challenges that you face these days when it comes to hiring or retaining some of these millennials?
That's a great question. Millennials, they are hungry to do what they want to do. And so we buy into that. We make them think they're doing what they want to do. And the way we do that is we provide them with an avenue for their career path. You find out what a person wants to do, what they really enjoy doing. So you have a guy who likes to ride bikes or a guy who likes to do skateboarding. So let him skateboard.
Yeah.
Let
in
him
the
ride
office?
His bike.
Around the office?
Around the office,
okay.
In the office. Let him do what he likes to do and find a better way of doing what he's doing. See, that's where your R&D comes in, your research and development. Have them think of better ways of doing the things that they do. And mm-hmm. so that gives us ideas on software that we can build.
That's great. And your offices are located here in Atlanta?
Hapeville, Georgia.
Down in Hapeville.
Yay,
and do you guys offer educational or seminars?
Yes, we do.
You know, like you said, you're helping the community to learn more about this. Where can people find information about your events? And
They can contact us at wittyapps.com. Our website is changing, so don't get any ideas. And also, we can email us at info@wittyapps.com if you're interested. Or you can contact us by telephone at 404-937-4058.
And I think you've got an announcement of your new partnership with Saber Systems.
Saber Systems.
Tell us about that.
Amazing company. One of the things that we've learned as a small business is to merge and to partner with larger companies. As an 8A firm in the government, that's one of the spaces we have. We go through a thing called mentors and proteges. So Saber is an $80 million company, mm-hmm. and they do everything that we do. So we do business together. They've taken this small company, and they've done a lot of mentoring and put us on several of the RFPs that are out there and invited us to the Philadelphia Soul indoor football game.
All right.
And VIP and things of that nature, but taking us by the hand and helping us to grow. When we grow, the community grows.
Right. And you're doing the same thing. You're reaching your hand back down into the younger generation, the community, and helping them because so many people have helped you along the way and continue to help you.
Yes.
And so that's great.
As a matter of fact, we were just at Georgia Gwinnett College. There are about 30 women, traditional and non-traditional students, who were at a Java boot camp.
Of all different ages and backgrounds?
All different ages and backgrounds. Yeah. I wish you could have seen that. I do have a photograph, but I'll share it with you. And these women, young and older, were looking for an opportunity to change their lives. Like, can you imagine 30 women all ages, sizes, colors, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it, mm-hmm. learning Java. Java is like .NET. It's one of the agiles that's out yeah. there to help people to grow and to learn. But it was amazing. And actually, we picked up two students to help us.
All right.
That are training now on our OutSystems platform.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I certainly encourage you listeners to connect with Charlie and her team at whittyapps.com. Even connect with her on LinkedIn, Charlie Whitfield. I have certainly have done. She's always doing inspirational, uplifting updates on there as well. So thank you so much, Charlie, for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's get your thoughts about Atlanta as a whole. How are we doing as we begin to round out the show here? How are we doing as a city, and what can we do more of?
Oh, we're doing great, honestly. The technology in Atlanta, we're actually fighting for that spot of the next Silicon Valley, the yeah. Silicon Valley of the South. And there's so many wonderful things that are going on with TAG, Technology Association of Georgia. I'm on their board, so I'm always hearing the different things that are going on. And there's so many things going on. Look at these fabulous people you mm-hmm. have in the room. Everybody mm-hmm. in this room has something to do with technology. And what we are lacking in is really getting people up to speed.
Yeah, the more people yeah. on the same all in the same boat.
Yes,
right. We've got a lot of boats going in one direction, but we need all be in the same boat.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
So I agree with you, and you're located down there in Hapeville, and yes. so you're representing the South Side. And,
South Side.
Yes, we yes. love that for sure. So thank you so much, Charlie. Please come back and be a guest anytime.
Thank you. And
back to you, Mike, and your thoughts about Atlanta. Why did you decide to start your business? You've been on Madison Avenue. So what is your thoughts about Atlanta?
I mean, when I look at Atlanta, I just think there's a ton of opportunity. I mean, mm-hmm. I think if you look at, you know, I heard you mention Silicon Valley, and there's New York, and those are the adults of cities. Mm-hmm. And I think Atlanta's still in its adolescence. There's so much growth and exciting things happening, and it's still being formed. And not to mention, I mean, from our perspective, I think there's 19 Fortune 500 companies here. Mm-hmm. And so from a marketing standpoint and from a brand, you know, brand standpoint, that's really rich from that standpoint as well. But I look at, you know, the Beltline that's happening, that's starting to connect Atlanta. I mean, it, you know, you used to think 10, 15 years ago, Atlanta was much more sprawling, fragmented, right. and it's becoming a much more connected community. So I'm really bullish on Atlanta. It's a little hot for me. I'm a native Vermonter, so come
here
July.
Here comes the summer. You better get ready for
yeah.
it. Yeah.
But no, I'm super bullish on just the future of
yeah,
it.
The potential for Atlanta. Where are your offices located in Atlanta?
We're in Midtown, so it's off of Dutch Valley Place, so really right on the park.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Great yep. place to be. Yep. Great place to stay connected to all the buzz that's happening in the city. So you can find Mike walking on the Beltline or behind his desk
sure.
over there
sure.
at
yep.
Dagger.
Yep.
And or maybe back on the show here again soon.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So we appreciate you joining us here today. Again, for folks, that's dagger.agency. Thank you so much, Mike. And Jason Walker with deputy.com. And you're located in the Alpharetta area.
We are.
So what do you think about Atlanta and Alpharetta as well?
Well, we love Alpharetta. We actually have a lot of partners in Alpharetta. So, of course, when you schedule people, you got to get them paid ultimately. So we're actually partnered with ADP. It's one of our partnerships. They're right around the corner from us, actually,
yeah.
right off Windward. And we thought about locating the company in the Valley. Of course, that would be like the logical thing that everybody would do. Like, you're going to a tech startup, you should be in Silicon Valley. But, mm-hmm. you know, as we thought more about it, we do everything a little bit differently. As I said earlier, you know, the cost of living, the cutthroat competition for talent, like there's no loyalty anymore in the Valley. We just said, you know what? We're going to go to the Silicon Valley of the
yeah.
East. We're going to come to Atlanta.
Right. And I think we have a lot more to offer than Silicon Valley, because that's all they are. It's tech. We have so much
that's
more.
Right.
We're a major metropolitan area with a lot of little cities all connected together with one big city to kind of grow and prosper. So as a native Atlantan myself, a third generation Atlantan, I'm happy to see where we are and where we can go with this city. So where can people find you when you're not working hard at deputy.com? What do you like to do in your off time?
Well, I'm a big outdoor guy.
Yeah.
So we're constantly in the mountains, hiking, fishing,
yeah. Great.
Tubing, you know, all that stuff. Okay. I actually used to kayak professionally. And so I used to paddle for Dagger.
Did you really?
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love to paddle myself. I'm yeah. often out on the rivers. And,
yeah.
And I live up in Alpharetta. So I may see you on the Greenway one
Let's
of
go.
These days,
yeah,
riding
I'm
the bike.
Or,
yes, I'm out there with the dog and such. So, so folks, that's deputy.com. He's Jason Walker. And if you want to get in touch with him, it's just deputy.com, right?
You got it.
All right. Thank you so much. And Frank with UHY Advisors, you guys are located here in Sandy Springs, which is a major kind of growing expert we're experiencing. You know, Mercedes is going to be here soon. And so it's very important, I imagine, for you to have your global headquarters here.
Well, it is. I mean, and access from airport perspective and transportation and just the number of companies that are based here, it's just we couldn't pick a better place to be. And it's just, it's growing. I think the biggest thing we're going to be facing is this war for talent that you see in other markets is starting to increase here. You know, so making sure that individuals keep their skills current, that they're aware of what's going on with new technologies and businesses, and being able to have a culture that retains your people, right? And sends them to stay with your organization.
Yeah, and recruiting the good talent. You know, as they graduate college or maybe they're in another industry or organization and you want them to come stay with you, you've got to offer a certain package that is very attractive. Being in Atlanta is a good part of that package, but you, they want a little more too, I think.
Absolutely. And showing people that with diverse backgrounds that you can make changes. So, you know, we started heavily with CPAs, but we've now taken engineers and other backgrounds saying, we want a diverse group of people, and with the right background experience, you can give people new tools. Mm-hmm. But having those right personalities of people that are willing to work hard and to focus on our clients and delivering the best solution, that's what you know we're looking for.
And being located in an international city like Atlanta, being able to serve you know international clients is probably very important as well.
Oh, it's a huge part of what we do. We wouldn't be able to do the work we do globally if it wasn't for our ability to be with all the global companies mm-hmm. and the access globally.
All right. So what do you like to do in your off time when you're not helping folks?
Honestly, yeah. Sleep. But if I'm not sleeping, I'm usually with my kids. They compete competitively for karate. So working.
Oh, right. Karate.
Yes.
Cool.
So,
right. So there you heard it, folks. You can find him on his pillow there and sleeping or behind his desk or helping the kids there earn their black belt.
That's right.
So that's Frank with UHY Advisors. You can go to their website, uhy-us.com for more information. And that's a wrap, folks. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, 10 a.m. for Atlanta Business Radio. And thank you to Ali G, producer today, and Stone and Lee for making all this happen. If your company's out there doing something interesting and you want to be featured on the program, send us an email at businessradiox.com. Thank you to our listeners and to everyone else. We'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.